T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Associated Press just did an analysis and found many states hardly use their red flag laws that let police take away guns from people who are threatening to kill. This is being blamed on a lack of awareness of the laws and a reluctance to enforce them.
Meantime, gun deaths continue to increase. If the laws are there, then why not use them? Mike Lawler is a criminal justice professor at the University of New Haven. He's also the author of the 1999 Connecticut Red Flag Gun Law, which is the first red flag gun law in the country. Mike, thanks for being with us. So let me actually start off by asking you, what is the situation in Connecticut where you are?
Well, the advantage we have in Connecticut is that people have become very accustomed to the law, not just the law enforcement professionals, but also citizens. They're much more likely to say something if they see something. And I think that's the key ingredient to actually using this law effectively. But what we did see, you know, starting the first few years, it was used very occasionally, 10, 20, 30 times a year. After the Virginia Tech shootings, it spiked up quite a bit as people realized that there are warning signs, and if you report them to the police, they can do something about it. And then after that, after our own Sandy Hook murders in 2012, it spiked up again. So you'll notice in these statistics that came out today, Connecticut is among the most, let's say, aggressive states when it comes to using this law.
California has a red flag law on the books. Is California doing a good job on that red flag?
Well, you know, it's a complicated question to answer because it's important to emphasize that the law in Connecticut, and I think in every one of the 19 states that has it now, it was designed to be a last resort. Many times when people reach out to the police and report what they're seeing, they're actually reporting a crime that's already been committed. And if that's the case, the police have the more traditional approach of an arrest warrant or a search warrant to deal with that. So we're only talking about cases where police have clear evidence that someone is dangerous and that they have access to guns. Then and if they're not committing a crime, there's one more option if you have a red flag law. So it may actually be that the California law enforcement officers are using it, but they're able to use a more traditional tactic before they get to this. It's hard to say. If you look at Florida, where they have, ironically, Florida, right, have become very aggressive in using this law, and they may actually be using it as a first resort. And if you listen to some of the sheriffs down there, and that may not be such a great idea, but nonetheless, you know, one thing that's worth emphasizing, you know, this bill that was signed into law, this bipartisan gun safety bill that was signed into law by President Biden, includes a lot of money for training and awareness for both law enforcement professionals, prosecutors, and also for citizens. And so that if this law is actually available, people know how to use it. And I think that's going to, you know, we're waiting in Connecticut to get our allocation of money to do this. But it's a great opportunity for states like California to really spread the word.
You know, we mentioned at the top that two things are being blamed for the non-use of red flag laws. One is people not familiar with it, and two is not wanting to enforce it. Do we have any reason to believe that one is a stronger reason why they're not working as well as envisioned than the other? Is it that people don't want to enforce it?
Yeah, well, it is definitely the case that many law enforcement officers, what's the best way to describe it? Strong Second Amendment types, right? And there have been some recent episodes here in Connecticut where people reached out to me and said they reported all this stuff to the police. And the response they got was, well, you know, that's his Second Amendment right to have guns. You know, so there is definitely that mentality at present. And you see elsewhere in the country, I don't know about California, but there are sheriffs who choose to use this law because they don't believe it's constitutional. I mean, it is constitutional. Just be clear about that. But on the books for more than 20 years here in Connecticut, never been successfully challenged. It follows all of the Fourth Amendment guidelines about searches and seizures. So there's no question about that. But there definitely is some, let's say, ideological resistance to seizing people's guns.
All right, Mike Lawler, thank you so much for joining us, a criminal justice professor at the University of New Haven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.